Good morning. Well, we have the grain markets quietly higher here this morning, even soy meal trying to help the cause. But bean oil minimally lower, down maybe 48 cents. However, I will say this. One thing I'm noticing is analysts who have been perennial bears, per se, are starting to suggest stepping away from the market here. Can corn make a low here in the month of June? Well, that's not abnormal. The last time we did so was the week of June 24th, 2024. However, this year, I think what's helping that concern and that cause is all the heat, not only overseas, but here in the U.S., now forecast to start seeing temperatures in the southern plains moving back into the 90s to the low 100s. However, we know Texas has dealt with some pretty high temperatures anyway. In the Midwest, temperatures are to see mid-80s to mid-90s. Well, that's kind of interesting because I think it's been almost 6 years since we've had triple digits here in north central Iowa. But it's going towards the 4th of July, and traditionally you see temperatures get warmer as you go towards the 4th of July. The question mark's going to be, will they hold after we get past the holiday? Now, over in Europe, they're enduring awful heat and dryness. France endured its warmest day on record, with the temperatures hitting a record high of 112 degrees that was set in Pissos, France. And much of the rest of the nation, of course, had the low 100s. And then you've got Germany dealing with high temperatures. You've got Spain with very high temperatures. The European Union corn crop is in decline. And of course, production losses are estimated now to be around 5 to 7 million metric tons, down from what the USDA last forecast at 57.5 million metric tons. So the trade is watching Europe because that's part of El Nino. The next thing will be watching what happens in Brazil. There's talk that Mato Grosso could also be seeing some very difficult conditions with heat and dryness. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.